Thank you for joining me. This is Unrestricted Resistance, and I am your host, Spirit. And I'm just going to throw out my little PSA right quick. If anyone happens to know the whereabouts of the spines and ball sacks of the GOP Republicans, could you pass that information along, please? There's no reward or anything like that. But I just like to give them the location just in case they may want to go visit or maybe even pick them up one day. I say that because it's astounding to me that America right now experiencing some of the most amazing and catastrophic concurrent streams of natural disasters, right? Hurricanes, two of them back to back, same month, within the same month, basically. Within a month, I should say. But how is it that you are so cocky? You are so nonchalant about about Donald Trump not accepting Mexico's offer for assistance. How is it that, how can you possibly, how do you do that? When these people need help as much as they can possibly get, how do you refuse people who are stepping outside of themselves from another fucking country, nonetheless, to help us? I mean, the gall of Donald Trump to refuse to even acknowledge that offer or the earthquake that they had over there. I mean, he's fucking horrible. Donald Trump is fucking horrible. But the GOP being silent like they are, I mean, what do you say about men that don't have a spine or a ball sack? Because we're not saying anything. You're supposed to be leaders. What about? Because I don't see nothing. But no GOP came out to say one word. If they said a word, I sure missed it. About Mexico's offer, and yes, please come on down. Yes, indeed, please come on in. Yes, we need the help. Please help us. You know, no Republicans, none of that. But when he said he had dinner with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, ooh, here they come. So he said, keep DACA. Oh, here they come. Tweet to tweet, tweet to tweet, tweet, tweet. I guess it just shows you even more so, you know, where their everything lies, you know. I can't say more character because, I mean, I don't see that. And I really would love, and this is a little sidetrack right quick, but I would really love to ask Paul Ryan, what did you tell your daughter about Donald Trump? Because, you know, and Chaffetz, well, he's at Fox now, so. But what did you tell him? Because I'm curious. I would love to know that. I wrote to Barack with that very concern, because I have two daughters, two teenage daughters, and I couldn't explain to myself how the fuck Donald Trump got there. So to explain to them, I you know, how do you do that? And Barack, of course, has two daughters. And so I wrote to him, you know. And I heard that he writes everyone back, or he makes sure that they receive a response from him. And I was like, right, okay, Barack. Barack wasn't bullshit. Barack actually responds. His people have notified me twice, because I did write him twice on about two different things. But even after Barack was already out of office, one of the ladies contacted me still, even though he was already gone. So that shows me the type of dedication they had. They were freely and wantingly, very appreciative of having a president like Barack Obama. And I can't blame them. They were enthusiastic about their jobs, and they wanted to make sure that they honored what he wanted. And they did that. And I'm not lying at all. I couldn't even believe it myself. She called me on the phone. Okay, now back on my track. How do you turn down Mexico's offer? I understand that. But yet, when he sits down with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, those two. You know, it's pretty clever. You know, they're making all these deals. He's a deal maker, baby. Remember, Trump, he's a deal. I'm the art of the deal, baby. I got you, baby. Art of the fucking dummy is more like it. Today, last night, met with Pelosi and Schumer. What was that today? He had dinner with Pelosi and Schumer, and, well, we get what we want, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Well, I tell you, that damn Schumer, y'all are awesome. Pelosi ain't going no damn well. You can sit down. Whoever says she need to go somewhere, you can go somewhere. You don't want me to tell you well. But Pelosi ain't going no damn well. Very, 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 very awesome that you guys are actually getting something passed. Oh my God, you guys are passing, getting things to pass. And we're not even in power. But we should be, but we're not. So, I mean, damn it. Pelosi ain't on no damn one. So, the deal. We gonna hang on to DACA, and the wall is gonna take a. We already building on the wall. Another lie coming with, bitch, you wasn't building on shit. This project has been in the works. The renovation of that wall has been in the works since the Bush administration. Barack had passed some to cover another part of a wall somewhere else. So yeah, you didn't do nothing. You didn't do anything. All you've done is show how big of a welfare queen that you are, Donald Trump, because all you do is suck all of the fucking money away from us, away from the government, away from people who really need it. And man, please tell me, anybody, tell me why the fuck GOP never says anything, not one fucking word, about him advertising those funky ass hats. I mean, it's really, people who are going through probably the most horrible thing that they could go through in their lives, losing everything, being displaced, children no school, you no work, wondering when the food's coming, wondering when the gas coming, wondering if there's going to be water. And this motherfucker, this is round three with the hats. Just no one says a fucking thing. So it shows you what the Republicans are going to be like in 2018. Gone. That's what they're going to be. Because we already flipped two congressional seats this week. So, this is how it's supposed to be now. Because you all have damaged our country. Not beyond repair, but just disgracefully. And this will be a part of your legacy You know. So, I would like someone to please, when Donald Trump is, you know, doing his little photo ops about how he's paying attention to what's going on with the hurricanes and everything, can somebody please turn that bitch's chair around to the television and push it real close, okay? And show him the damage and all of the water and the winds and stuff, especially from Irma. That Irma was a bad bitch. That motherfucker took water out of the fucking ocean and said, goodbye. I'll take this. Goodbye. Horrible. I mean, all of these people, this is... Could you please turn that dummy around and tell that dumb motherfucker, this is climate change. Right here. This is what you're looking at. This is global warming. This is what it looks like. Fool. So this is their counter argument to that. Well, we've always had hurricanes. What that got to do with global warming? What that got to do with climate change? Yeah, you're right. We've always had hurricanes, true. But look at the massiveness, the sheer, not only the destruction, look at the length. Look how long Irma lasted. These things are intensifying. Not that we haven't already had them, but they are becoming worse. Dummies! Why the fuck don't... because they're brain dead. I'm, you know, done with that. I don't try to explain that to them Trump people. Because I hear they jumping ship on the motherfucking nonsense. He want to bag the DACA shit and no wall. Rudd Limbaugh, big fat ass, say, people are jumping ship. Even the most staunchest Trump supporter, they leaping. They leap off a tall building, motherfucker. Look at where you going. Where you going to go? You just going to go back to picking your damn eggs up and shit and, you know. Ridiculous. So, I don't really give a fuck if they jump ship on them. Everything that happens to Donald Trump is things that he richly deserves. I feel, and I don't know if anybody or any of y'all ever thought about this way, I feel like nature it very self does not want Donald Trump in the White House. I mean, just look at that. I mean, some things you just really have to pay attention to. You know, look at the amazing spectacles that we're seeing with global warming and the climate change thing. You know, all that's the same damn thing, but look at that. Okay. That are results of climate change, and Trump is a motherfucker that don't believe in climate change. Plus, I think the motherfucker came from hell myself. I think that's where he was born and somebody shipped him up here. I think nature don't want him. Nothing else does. Yeah.
And we would like to see Melania's papers, please. You're supposed to have a press conference, bitch. You didn't have shit.
You had a press conference, but you ain't talk about that. We want to know about your immigrant. Your immigrant escort, bitch. We want to know about her. We want to see the paperwork. We want to see the visa that the bitch supposed to have been working on. What was she working on? Oh, going to school? She wasn't going to no fucking school. Because she claimed she graduated from college in Slovenia or some shit like that. Yeah, okay, huh? Mm-hmm. That's about as good as the doctorate for Gorka that came from Hungary. Probably in his closet or basement somewhere. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Absolutely. Come on now. Melania, we want to see your papers, honey.
Sweetie, we want to take a look at that. We want to make sure everything is okie dokie.
I read that she was a jewelry designer. Like, you know, a motherfucker that designed jewelry pieces.
Bitch, where are your pieces? I want to see the pieces, Melania. We're waiting.
We would like to see what it is that is your talent. It's not speech writing or delivering because you steal those. It's not intelligence because you have none. You married him because you thought that was your sugar daddy. Yeah, let's call it what the fuck it is, because you're dumb as fuck. You know, seriously, you're dumb as fuck. You're not even pretty to me. Like, bitch looked like a long bird to me. You know, what the fuck is this? Who put up a fucking wig on a big bird? She just looks ridiculous.
And she makes jewelry, though. Well, your pieces, Melania, we would like to see the collection, okay?
And we are back to the many sides thing right after he signs the bill that Congress forced upon him. I don't know why the fuck you had to force the mere fact that you had to write this bill for yourselves, your consciences, I guess, and present it to him. He just threw his little X on there. Really? I mean, seriously, like, and he went right behind that, and he's back to Antifa and talking about the man. Look, I'll be back later. We're gonna jump right back into the Trump free zone, and I will be back later to close it out, and I will be talking about Hillary Clinton's interview tonight on Rachel. So let's get back into that double dose on Thursday Throwdown. This is Unrestricted Resistance, and I'm Spirit, and like I said, I'll be back later. Let's do it. Are you ready?